The UN Refugee Agency said Friday that two young girls were shot in one of the two Kabati camps near Goma. It says a five-year child died and a seven-year-old girl is fighting for her life in a local hospital. In addition, UNHCR spokesman Ron Redmond says a woman was raped by armed men in the vicinity of Kabati camp Thursday evening.
There is security in and around the camp. Monuc, the UN forces are there, but there are a lot of armed people around there, a lot of other people with guns, and it's an extremely difficult environment to police. So that's why we're urging these people to voluntarily move to the Magunga sites further to the south and the west.
A few weeks ago, the UNHCR began moving displaced Congolese civilians from the Kabati camps and away from the confrontation line to a new camp at Magunga 3, just west of Goma. Redmond says the warring parties maintain their positions close to the camps, and this, he says, is putting some 65,000 internally displaced people at risk. Since fighting between Congolese government forces and troops loyal to renegade leader Laurent Nkunda erupted in August, about 250,000 people have fled their homes. Redmond says the government and aid agencies agreed it was too dangerous for the civilians sheltering in the Kabati camps, so they decided to relocate them to safer sites.
We so far moved about 1,800 internally displaced to the sites in Magunga. The number of persons at Kabati who are willing to relocate to the new site appears to be increasing. The first two convoys this morning will carry over 400 displaced people to the new camps.
Redmond says most of the homeless people staying at Kabati fled from villages north of Goma. He says Kabati is also sheltering some 25,000 people who had been in a camp in Kibumba, which was forcibly emptied by armed men. He says despite the risks, many internally displaced people are reluctant to move away from Kabati. He says they want to stay as close as possible to their areas of origin. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.